The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, partisan primary Tuesday, Dom. Happy election day to you, little buddy.
Happy election day, Crudy. You too, Rich, working the board, working the phones, our fair audience. Get out and vote and listen to the Devil's Advocates for 3 hours a day. That is the one commandment you must follow. 844-967-2789. I haven't voted yet. I'll do that later.
I have not voted either. Rich, have you voted?
Indeed, I did. But 10 o'clock this morning.
Well done, Boomer.
And hey, hey.
We're just teasing Rich before we came on the air. I'm sorry.
I was continuing. I was told, you know, yeah, I walked in and totally unsolicited. The guy behind the desk said, yeah, it's normally busy between 7 and 8:30. And why everybody's here at 10 o'clock, I have no idea. It was busy.
It was busy at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Excellent. Good.
Because it's old people that vote in partisan primaries.
You know.
Good old people, civically minded, older skewing demographics.
Yeah, old people who can at least push a button in here, so I'm going to turn myself off.
Yeah.
Make sure you leave ours on, please.
Yeah, please.
Right. You know, I always get a little jazzed up for election days, Dom, and there will be coverage starting right here at 8 o'clock tonight on your WMDX. Sounds like Todd Alba, Terry Bell for Civic Media will be doing the coverage when the polls close at 8, which means I can watch it at home. And there's only one thing, you know, because there's a lot of different races, a lot of different primaries, and some I care about and some I absolutely do not care about, because I'm pretty clear that this is a year when I'm going to be entirely blue. I'm not ticket splitting. There's no, looking for a
no
good moderate
to, this time. No.
There's not going to be that going on, because you're either a Democrat or you're a MAGA. There's no middle ground anymore. There's no moderates. No offense, Todd Novak, but there's no moderates. So,
come on, who's Mitt Romney voting for? Who's Pence voting for? You know what I'm saying? Are they still getting in line behind the Trump, you know, wanted to hang the vice president? You think they're going to go that way?
Well, if I had a wager, I would say Pence is going to do a write-in either for mother.
Mother.
Or
do you want to bang heads with me?
Yes. Or Jesus, because Jesus is his savior. Very Christian-y guy. I think he might actually be a guy who tries to walk the walk. You know, once you've had a brush with death, you know, hang Mike Pence. Many people find true religion, Dom. Anyways.
Cheney. Didn't I hear him talk to some people about writing in Cheney? I thought I've heard things like that as well.
Dick Cheney? War criminal? Dick
or Liz, you know. They're all better than
War profiteer Trump. And war criminal Dick Cheney? That guy? I'm not going to. Just because the MAGA is god awful, I'm not going to soften on the last evil despot that was a heartbeat away from the presidency, Dom. And George W. You know, let's not forget him. But, you know, those were kinder, gentler times by comparison. All he did was lie us into a war and, like, kill 500,000 people.
Yes, I mean, you know. But who's he voting for?
Trump. Tax cuts. George has money. It's an oil family, right? You know he's going for drill, baby, drill, and tax cuts.
Well, come on, man. We've been drilling more than we ever have in the history of the United States. I know, in every administration, and these people are like, drill more, more. How much more do you want? We're like breaking records, and that's not a great thing.
And it's also warmer every day, every week, every month than it ever has been in recorded history, at least. You know, I'm sure when the dinosaurs walked the earth, you know, when Jesus was riding them,
yeah,
could have been warmer there a day or two, but. You know, so, yeah, in modern recorded history,
it was only 6,000 years ago.
Depends on who you believe, Dom. But here, let me get to my point, because I have a point.
Okay, get to it, please.
First and foremost, there are constitutional referendums on the ballot today.
Yes.
And we need you to do the right thing. And the right thing is to vote no.
No, just
twice.
Say no. Just say no twice. Just say no. Do the Nancy Reagan. Just say no.
But my problem and my greater concern, Dom, you know, Right Wing Talk Radio has been out there clearly advocating for two yeses. You know, how are you going to let Tony Evers do this in the future? And our friend Rich brought to our attention yesterday, he had been, you know, unsolicited, sent a meme effectively of Scott Walker saying, you don't want a guy like Scott Walker to have direct control of federal dollars with no oversight from the legislature, do you? And I'm thinking, you bastards, because that's pretty evil. That's pretty good and evil. You know, politically, it's effective because it creates a knee-jerk reaction this close to the primary day. And the primary day is today. So you're voting today or you're staying home. But if they could create a knee-jerk reaction, and that meme encourages you to vote yes twice.
And Scott Walker wants you to vote yes twice.
Scott Walker, the actual Scott Walker, the real wanker, you know, the chief of the Young Adolf's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
And they are signatory sponsors, I would point out, the YAF of the Project 2025. They are literally signatory sponsors on that. And what's our buddy, the wanker, the executive director? So he's all down for Project 2025. Don't let him BS you in any other way. But to see his face.
I know, man.
Vote yes, because you don't want a guy like Scott Walker to have unchecked power. And that's effectively what he had, because, of course, when he was in charge, the Republicans let him do whatever. Whatever. So it's so evil. It's so effective. That's my fear. And between them and Righty Whitey Talk Radio that have absolutely clearly made advocation for yes votes, doing the wrong thing, as far as I'm concerned. And Dom, here's my greater point. You and I are the only good ones here. Like, our little show is trying to fight all the forces of evil in the state, in this world. And I don't know that we got that sort of lift. I mean, I'm basically lifting for two now. You help at bar time. I mean, you do the heavy lifting.
I come in the third hour. Yeah, I come in strong, swinging hard.
But my greatest fear is today we're going to tune in for the coverage on Civic Media. And our buddies Todd and Terry Bell, the news director, are going to inform us the constitutional referendums have passed. And if I had to predict the margin, it'd be like 52-48. And I think not because, you know, the thoughtful amongst our audience. I mean, if you're voting yes, quit listening. I give you permission. You're a lost soul. Don't do it. But if you're doing the right thing, you're voting no, or you've already voted no, then, you know, there's hope for you. There's salvation for you. I don't care on the broader issues, you know, if you think you're an R and a D or whatever. But what we don't want to do in a time of pandemic, in a time of emergency, is to put legislative bureaucratic hurdles between the governor and actually the disbursement of federal funds to where they're needed in an emergency, because that's when we get the federal funding.
Yeah,
this is not everyday stuff.
I mean, you can't let a good emergency go to waste, Crudy. I mean, if the legislature doesn't slide in there and put themselves in between the funds and the use, and presumably for what reason do you think? Well, they want to control the money, not because they're more efficient with it. Certainly not. We know what the reaction was to the COVID pandemic. not efficient at all. Not because they're hardworking and showed up every day trying to get the job done. Not because they care so much about their constituents. Because it's a power grab by the legislature. And if this gets, if this thing passes, the distribution of emergency needed funds will certainly be slowed down.
And let's not forget, $125 million for remediation of PFAS, these forever chemicals, in our waterways, in the state of Wisconsin. Money's been allocated. The laws have been passed. It's in the budget. And the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee will not distribute the money. They will not spend the money. And do you know why, Dom? Do you know why?
Why, man?
Because in its current form, with this money comes strings. Those that perpetrated the pollution might be held accountable. And they don't want those strings attached. They want whoever made the mess to have no liability for the future remediation.
They want
to
indemnify the polluters who created the PFAS problem in the first place, that's causing the taxpayers to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to fix up their mess, and they want to indemnify themselves of any liability through with the help
polluters.
Of the Republicans.
Such a dirty word. Hard-working job creators and Republican donors. They're the good people, according to the Joint Finance Committee, that is blocking the remediation of PFAS in Wisconsin.
I mean,
this is the specific reason why we don't want you to ever vote yes on this referendum. And if right-wing talk,
they are the Republicans holding firm to their stance to eliminate government waste and regulation by what? Allowing PFAS to continue in our waterways and not holding those who are literally responsible for the pollution to be responsible for them.
I think it's the example that makes the case, Dom. Vote no.
Is.
Two no's.
No. No, no. Just
and
say no.
If I tune in later and I find out someone that's listening to this show voted yes, I'm going to be very disappointed. You'll be banned. You'll be out there on CJ Island.
I'm going to make me angry, and you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. We're not trying to make you angry. We're trying to inform you, educate you, entertain you, of course. And, of course, communicate with you. It's a town hall right here where Wisconsin comes to talk. 844-967-2789. And I'm reaching out, trying to book fine guests as we speak. I got some work to do. Let's take a quick break.
Love it when you join the political party right here on the lines or text. Both of them work. 844-967-2789.
Dom, I was just firming up a fine guest for the happier happy hour today, 5 o'clock. John Nichols from the Cap Times, from the Nation. He's got a little op-ed piece at the Cap Times today. He thinks Kamala can win Wisconsin. I think Kamala's in great shape to win Wisconsin. I think. Yeah. The whole elective cycle has been turned on its ear. I am very excited about Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. I think she's up in all the blue wall states that she will need to win the presidency. So I'm feeling great about the November, Dom. But this partisan primary day today, man, I am very concerned that people haven't been well informed on the need to vote no on the constitutional amendments. And I want to talk about this. John Nichols also. At 5 o'clock, he's going to stick around for a couple segments. Says, let's talk some no. No.
No, no.
Cap Times editorial, the entirety of the editorial board writes this down. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is no fool. He knows that he could not be elected governor of Wisconsin. Yet Voss desperately wants to assume the powers of the governor. To that end, the career politician from Rochester has conspired with his fellow legislative Republicans to place a pair of referendums on the August 13th primary ballot. That's today, folks. if approved, they would give the Speaker and his allies the sole power to decide how federal funds have been allocated for the use of all Wisconsinites will be spent. Did you hear that? These constitutional amendments are whether or not Robin Voss should have all the power over federal allocations in time of emergency. No, no. But anyways, a little bit more here. The scheme seeks to upend the most basic premise of Wisconsin's constitutional system of checks and balances, which holds that the governor, who is elected by the voters of the whole state, is the official who should make decisions about how to spend money that has been allocated to serve the interest of the whole state. See how that would work, Dom?
The whole state. Yes, yes. The entirety of the state.
Voss, who was elected by just one of the state's 99 assembly districts and leads a majority that relies upon gerrymandered legislative districts to maintain power, wants to be able to cut backroom deals that steers the money in directions favored by legislative insiders and campaign donors. You know, the way baseball's supposed to be played. That will waste money, undermine public service, and introduce cronyism and favoritism into the process of allocating taxpayer dollars. Wisconsinites can veto Voss's power play by voting no and no on the ill-advised constitutional amendments that will appear on Tuesday's ballot. And doing so will assure the officials in the Capitol continue to respect the Constitution as it is currently written and serve the best interest of the people rather than the sleazy schemes of Robin Voss. And that's not even Crudy saying it. That's the Cap Times editorial board. Sleazy schemer.
Anytime these Republicans feel the need to try to alter the Constitution, you should certainly question their motives and certainly question what they're trying to do. If this was such an issue and such a concern for the Republicans, why wouldn't they have brought it up when Scott Walker was the governor and they had the legislative majorities where it could easily have passed the legislature, the House, Senate, gotten to the governor's desk and signed by Governor Walker to recuse, to give up this power, give up this constitutional way that we have been conducting business in this state for a very, very long time. If this was a priority, if this was such a concern for the GOP in Wisconsin, why didn't they do it then?
You mean during the lame duck? I mean, they tried to hamstring Governor Tony Evers in any way they could, Dom. Between Walker, Mr. Sour Grapes on his way out the door. The
lame duck, man. I mean, how many Walker was in there? How many times was he elected? They had plenty of time. If this was an issue, they had plenty of time to be able to jam this through. Did they not?
To clean up the allocation, well, it only became an issue when there was a Democratic governor, Dom.
Okay, so now I'm starting to kind of see what's going on here. All right, thank you for that. I thought for a minute that they were being disingenuous.
I have an exercise today for the audience. I'd like you to play along. I want you to go to the text line, please, and text to Crudy, because Dom's not going to read it. Dom doesn't read the text line. But I do. I'm reading it right now. Here's one from WMDX.
Well, the text line, the number, 844-967-2789.
Here's a text coming in. Come on, Crudy. It's not just the old people getting out for the fall primary. Well, it's a midsummer partisan primary is the problem. This texter says, my 18 and 21-year-old kids voted before noon. Well, they're better citizens than either Dom or I because we're both going after the show. Again, we would encourage them to vote no. And Jeff from Sherwood addresses this in a longer text. I just want to see you, everyone in the audience. I want to hear that this message has gotten through to you, that we have some impact on your life. Please just text back to me, vote no. Or you can do it twice. Vote no, no. You know, two no's because you're going to vote twice no. Jeff from Sherwood on the text line says, welcome back, Dom, you slacker. I rarely vote yes for a constitutional amendment. I voted this morning, Sherwood High School. 10:30 a.m., I showed my ID, walked to one of the many open spots, was thinking about voting against Hubdy, but I wanted to vote for county treasurer or something. Both Dems. Evidently, the guy older than I at the machine didn't understand the partisan nature of the election, and his ballot got booted. So it took me an extra 2 minutes to get my no vote submitted successfully. And you've done it here on the text line as well, Jeff. I appreciate that. You were the first one, and I'm encouraging others to do it. Michael from the 608's already done so. The list of all the special powers given to Walker would have been nice contrasted to those removed once Ever got elected. Vote no. And more like that. If I could vote hell no, I would. Going into vote right now. Go do it. Vote no.
Oh, hell no.
Vote hell to the no. Devil's advocates, I want to know that you're voting no today. I mean, I've heard it many times, mostly in the bedroom, but no is the word of the day.
No.
Tell me twice. No.
Then you know you mean it.
I do. Are you sure, honey? No. Second no. Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure I heard you properly the first time.
Well, if you don't ask, if you don't ask at least twice, you're not trying.
No and no.
No just and no.
Say no.
Nancy Reagan style. Twice. Doubleheader style. More Devil's Advocates. It's Dom and Crute. A no for each of us.
Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates. What you gonna say?
You ain't running game. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, partisan primary Tuesday edition. Some of you have important votes to make in partisan primaries. But most importantly, there are two constitutional referendums on the ballot. And your job today is to vote no and then to reassure yours truly that this fine radio show is having some impact on your life by texting 844-967-2789 that you got the message loud and clear from Crudy and Dom. The Devil's Advocates are telling you two no's, double no's. No, no.
Just so, say no.
Please text. And I've been reading many of your texts, and lots of them are clever. Someone said, Devil's Advocates. Yes, yes. Well, we're okay with that.
Yeah.
And I did check my own text line because my phone's lighting up today. Being election day, I get a few prompts. Here's one. Hola, Michael. Soy Samantha de Voces de la Frontera Action. And then I read down a little bit, no. Voces de la Frontera's Action Committee apparently telling people go vote no, those, you know, that may use English as a secondary language. I just got one and I literally thought someone was reacting to what we were saying, but I'm not clear who the group is, some third party group. Not being very clear, but they sent me a vote no. The MAGA politicians vote no on question one, vote no on question two, vote today on the back of your ballot. Don't forget to turn it over and vote no twice. And this one, hi, Michael. This is Sandra from Project Wisconsin's Constitution. Vote no. I agree with you. Today is election day. If you have not already not voted already, you still have time till 8 p.m. Make sure to vote no on questions one and two and stop the MAGA power grab. And then they tell me how to stop these text messages that keep
invading my phone.
Yes, it's election day. Please stop now. I get the point. Vote no. But, you know, I'm also going to make a small ask of you. You don't have to text stop. Just no twice. The 844-967-2789. It would let me know that we're moving hearts and minds and maybe even votes in this state, Dom. That's all I live for, really.
I know.
Hanging out with you, having a couple of drinks at the end of the day. Certainly
life,
not the
man.
Paychecks. Certainly not the paychecks.
It's the camaraderie. Of course,
it is.
It's our fair audience.
It is. It's them as well. 844. You as well. I misstated. You're not them. Unless you're CJ. You're amongst the them. Because you know CJ's voting yes today. Numbskull that he is. 844-967-2789. It's a phone number. It's a text number. Dom, what'd I hear about ballot irregularities in Wisconsin?
Oh, my goodness. It's like it's actually happening. We have the Republicans' dream has come true slash nightmare. You know how they're always about ballot and elections and integrity. Well, Jesse OPP appointed our friend over at the Journal Sentinel. Ballots printed for the town of Summit in Douglas County contained the wrong assembly district. County Clerk Casey Joe Lundgren said in a news release, leaving no time to print the new ballots for residents voting in Tuesday's primary. The town has about 700 registered voters. Now, the ballots contain the state's 73rd assembly district, but it should instead contain the 74th as the result of changes under the state's new legislative maps. The 73rd district has a contested Democratic primary, and the 74th has a contested Republican primary. Now, according to the county clerk, candidates were notified all other races on the ballots were listed correctly, and all other Douglas County ballots are correct. Now, Lundgren said there is no plan to issue corrected ballots today because there isn't time to print new ones. Absentee ballots have already been circulating for weeks, and voting equipment has already been programmed and tested. Voters should proceed as planned, she said, but should contact the county clerk's office with any questions. Yeah, is my vote going to count? Here's a question. Appointing continues. All other votes cast in the town of Summit ballots, aside from the assembly race, will count. The Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf told reporters on a call Tuesday afternoon, "My office is committed to transparency and accuracy. Our protocols will be thoroughly reviewed, and any procedures that are identified that could eliminate this type of error in the future will be implemented," Lundgren said in a statement. Now, the decision on how to handle the issue is under the jurisdiction of the local clerk and the local board of canvassers, Wolf said. However, the commission could eventually weigh in if a legal challenge is filed. Wolf said this, "I don't know what the remedies might look like that could be offered if this is something that's litigated. To my knowledge, I'm not aware of something quite like this, of there being any sort of a precedent for exactly what happens in this situation. State statutes do not give us a roadmap for the scenario. The county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure out exactly the best course of action is here." Now, Wolf says she's not aware of any identical issues in any other parts of the state. The best way for voters to verify that the ballot they've received includes the correct race is to check with the state's election website, myvote.wi.gov. Wolf concludes, "We feel very confident in how the information was input into the statewide voter registration database and that all the correct information would indeed be displayed for voters if they go to votewi.gov.
So are the ballots Republicans only wrong on the numerical number of the district, or is it bigger than that? I mean, do they list the wrong candidates or just the wrong district number? Because if it's just the wrong district number, who cares?
All the other races on the ballot were listed correctly, and all other Douglas County ballots are correct. So just that, those 700.
And again, clarify for Crudy's dumb ass, what was wrong? The numerical number of the assembly district
is
wrong?
The ballot contains the state's 73rd assembly district, but it should instead have the 74th as a result of the changes. In the wrong district.
And the candidates are wrong then?
Correct. That presumably, yes.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. I mean,
By Duluth.
How does this happen? Right? How does this happen? This is a legitimate question. You know, Robin Voss, you want to have an election investigation? You want to hire an outside consultant to find out how this came about? No, this is something you could actually look at.
Was Michael Gabelman in charge?
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? But this is something, right? I mean, this is problematic. Certainly, if I lived in that area, I'd be mad if I was a voter. Certainly. This should not happen. It cannot happen.
But if you're the candidate? What if you've been out there running your campaign ads and sending your mailers and knocking your doors, and then they get it wrong on the ballot?
Oops, my bad. Sorry about that.
See you in court?
You have contested primaries on both Republican side and the Democratic side, and each of the 73rd and the 74th. So it could certainly matter. I mean, we're talking about 700 ballots here.
Douglas County, right on the tip of Lake Superior by Duluth. So, unfortunately, we're speaking the wrong hour because next hour, Dom, they would have heard us there at 9:10 a.m. WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Now, I'm not sure the political leanings of that county. I would imagine they're probably red. I mean, because it's up north. It makes those kinds of assumptions.
I can tell you Sawyer County, where Hayward is, very indigenous, high indigenous population, highest in the state of Wisconsin, 18%. In terms of the voting demographic, you would be surprised. When you get up there in like the Duluth media market, I believe there's a little tip of blue at the top of the state.
Yeah.
Rich, right. Rich is nodding yes.
Nodding yes.
I'll acknowledge that, Rich, because the people on the radio can't hear you nod.
Ashland. Yeah. Blue.
Yeah, Ashland. But that's the adjacent county, I believe. But this, I would assume, you know, if you get up that far north, man, there's a little Democratic love up there, at least historically speaking.
Yeah. Well, either way, we got some bad ballots. And if you believe the conspiracies that the Republicans and the MAGAs have been telling us all along, finally you have something to look at. There you go. They printed the wrong things. What are you going to do to fix it?
Didn't Joe Biden go visit a bridge in Superior? That's in Douglas County. That's on the northern tip, you know, the bridge between Duluth and Superior.
$1 billion bridge or whatever they're going to have to redo. Yeah.
That was the only Joe Biden event I did not credential for, Dom.
It's you don't want to go that far up north, Crudy?
Well, if I'm going that far up north, I'm going straight to the UP and loading up, man. I'm not going up to Superior, I got to tell you. I'm sure Douglas County is beautiful in the summer. But they can't get their ballots right, Dom. I turned my back on them.
Yeah, come on.
844.
No, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yes, it is terrible. 844-967-2789. It's going to take a while to clean up that mess, I would suspect. Lots of you doing the right thing, voting no, and then texting into the Devil's Advocates and telling us you got the message. Double no's from Fond du Lac County, says Jim. A lot of people texting in. I appreciate that. I want to rally the support for the double no's because I've got a sinking feeling in a low turnout August 13th partisan primary in the middle of summer that's exactly why Republicans put it on the ballot, right?
Right.
We also, I did note, one of the texters said they voted for Charles Barbin, the guy that's called us a few times. He's on the Republican senatorial ballot, not a fan of the Eric Hudvey. And what's the old saying? An enemy of my enemy is my friend. Charles has become something of a friend, called in, been friendly. So, you know, if you want to do a little mischievous crossing over, consider voting for Charles Barbin if you don't have any contested Democratic races. But here's the deal. On a partisan primary, folks, you can't cross over. You can't do both. You can pick one column. You're either voting Dem, and you can, you know, vote for all the good team candidates, or you're voting Republican. And for many of us, you know, it's a ballot lacking a lot of choice because, you know, the incumbent's running again. You know, Mark Pocan's probably going to get my vote today. I haven't seen the ballot, but I'm just guessing. In the primary, I'm voting for Mark. I did. Let me point out, I live in the Madison area. Many of the people listening today do. This race to go against Mark Pocan. There's Olson. And recently, Olson has tried to distinguish himself in some of the radio ads, because I listen to the right-wing talk radio as well. And I hear the political ads they're playing over there. And it's Eric Olson. And of late, and we looked for this, and we couldn't find that he had published this anywhere. We would have played it for the fine audience, Tom. Eric did a little rap in his political ad. Eric laid out a rap for the people. And apparently, his opponent...
Was it better than Australia's breakdancing at the Olympics? I just want to know. What are we talking about?
Similar quality.
Okay.
And then, apparently, his opponent, also a Republican, running to be the eventual person that gets slaughtered by Mark Pocan in the fall, is a candidate named Charity Berry. And Charity is mudslinging. You know, we've talked a little bit about the third and Shanklin and Rebecca Cook and what's going on up there. Oh, nothing compared to what these Republicans do during the primary.
Oh, really?
Okay. I mean, we've talked about the 8th a little bit where, you know, the Trump-endorsed Tony Weed is going against the direct speaking to God Andre Jacques. And then Roger Roth also, who apparently is a more prodigious fundraiser than Jacques is. They're having that battle. But here, she's calling him oscillating Eric Olson, because apparently he gave some money to some Supreme Court candidates once upon a time that are left. Lefties, Dom. Judicial candidates that don't toe the party line. So Charity Berry wants to call out her opponent for voting wrong in prior judicial primary elections. He's oscillating Eric Olson. And I'm thinking, rap war.
Come on, dance up, bro.
They're going to have one on the ballot today. Eric Olson, the rapping Republican from Dane County, and Charity Berry, his mud-throwing, mud-slinging opponent. And they both get to go and be the sacrificial lamb to Mark Pocan, who will continue to be my favorite congressman, I suspect. What do you think? You give him good chances?
I'm taking Pocan, yes.
I also am putting my money on Pocan in the fall election. But a partisan summer primary, man? No idea what the turnout's going to look like. I am nervous. People didn't get the message. Vote no twice.
No.
And then text us and let me know you did. You heard the message. I'd appreciate it.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open 844-967-2789. Crudy Rich brought this to our attention. Now it's being reported also at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will return to Wisconsin Friday to deliver remarks at the Milwaukee Police Association.
Dom, will we be there to cover it?
Nope.
No. Two no's.
No.
You know, I might have made some deference to the vice presidential candidate had he accepted my request for credentials in Eau Claire last week. Sure, I wasn't planning on actually attending his little pep rally of dozens. I went to the Kamala Harris event, pep rally of dozens of thousands.
I mean, that's some really good AI. It's like, what, like holograms? How do they do that, Curdy? I mean, did you touch every one of those people? Did you know that they were real or were they fake?
You know, it was a hot, sweaty day. I could smell most of them.
It's a hoax.
It was a hoax. I will not be there, but I am enjoying. Although, you know, I hate to encourage negativity, but voting no on both the constitutional amendments, in this case, is the correct answer. So, the message has gotten through. We got a texter from the 920. Two huge no votes. I voted early last week. Here's another one. Vote no. Infinity. I voted no on both, says Ann from Watertown. My 29-year-old son voted no on both as well. Good job, Ann. Terry from Cottage Grove voted no. Another one here. Voted no twice last week, along with vote for Barman. All the Dems were unopposed in my districts. Well, then you can be a little mischievous, can you not? And, you know, our friend Jeff keeps sending along, and yesterday it was Rich, but this misleading meme encouraging to vote yes, to do the absolutely wrong thing, but they frame it in such a way. You see Scott Walker, and it says, would you want Scott Walker to be able to go spend money unencumbered by legislative oversight? Well, of course not, right? You want oversight on Scott Walker. That never happened when Scott Walker was actually the governor here. And Scott Walker
had the opportunity, right?
If you go to his social medias, Scott Walker is encouraging you to vote yes. So if Walker says do it, you absolutely are going to vote no, right? But the meme has got me very concerned, Dom. I think it was a very effectual meme. It's the knee-jerk reaction is, yeah, I want to, whatever Scott Walker wants, I don't want to do that. So it's.
Well, hopefully our audience, and certainly our audience, can see through that. We have the smartest audience out there. They're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe, man.
Again. 844-967-2789. We got a caller calling in from Dodge County. I'm going to get to you here in a second, Ian. I got to be smarter than the phone line. Ian, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ian.
Well, hey, good afternoon. Hey, I'm on my way right now to vote. Vote me some no.
Yes.
And I'm having a little trouble with some research here. On my ticket in my area, I only have two Democratic candidates, and they're both unopposed. Wonder what I'm getting ready to do. Well, there seems to be several Republicans in the United States Senator. And then also there's a couple of Republicans running for Assembly of District 99. And here I am trying to figure out the best way to help a Democrat, and I seem to have three options of Republicans here to choose from. Can you give me a little bit of insight?
Well, I'm doing a little Googling here. Yeah, man, let's think about this for just a
You smell what I'm stepping in, or had someone made a...
No, man, we got you, brother.
Republican illegal yet.
I like what you're laying down here, Ian. We absolutely get it. I did similar mischief once upon a time back in 2012, summer of 12. It was a kinder, gentler time.
Oh, and, the good old days.
Was it 12? I don't know. Tammy Baldwin, I feel like, was running on the Senate side. And I thought I'd cross over and vote in the partisan, it must have been a spring partisan primary on the Republican side, because Mitt Romney was on the ballot, but so was Rick Santorum, Ian. And I thought about it long and hard. And then I voted for Rick Santorum, my Santorum myself. I've never washed it off completely.
The frothiness. You've never brought the frothiness off. So Ian, yeah, play. You know, I don't know who's our new buddy, man, the guy running against Hovde, the barman. I mean, the barman's out there. I mean, the guy like barman. But you know, as long as you're not voting in a Republican lane and also a Democratic lane. If you have unopposed Democrats, Ian, you can play whatever games you want.
I'm trying to
validate your ballot like Crudy did with the frothy Santorum vote.
Here's one other thought, Ian. Vote against the incumbent. The incumbent in the 99th Assembly District, Cindy Duchow, D-U-C-H-O-W. I'm sure that's wrong. But if you unelect her, Ian, by picking her primary opponent, she loses in the primary, then I don't ever have to learn how to properly pronounce Cindy Duchow's name.
Duco?
I'm not sure. If I knew, I would say it properly. I'm not trying. I'm not doing like the Republicans do, man. You know, like Kamala. You know, I'm not doing it that way. Kamala. I know how to pronounce the future president's name. I'm not mispronouncing it to be offensive. I just don't know how to say it. So I'm going with Dukow.
Dookie. Don Old. Come on, man. You make fun of names all the time. Crudy.
But only if I...
That's a real name.
But when I'm mispronouncing a name, I'm doing so sincerely, Dem. Seriously, if I was better at enunciation or really speaking, God, I'd have a better job than this, wouldn't I? More Devil's Advocate. Stick around. I'll butcher some names in the next hour.
Excellent.